My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yes. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. My thank you, Jesus, belongs to you. And all of my worship belongs to you. Oh, 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 you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yes. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. God, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with thankfulness in our heart, God, ready to bless your name. For we understand that when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come on down. But you're such an awesome God is that you just don't send blessings. But when we open up our mouths and we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, when we bless you with the fruit of our lips, God, with the lifting of our hands, with the dancing of our feet, or with the clapping of our hands, Lord, you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people. A great big God comes in and abides with his people. A great big God and makes room for himself in the midst of his people. A great big God comes in and shower down blessings and shower down his anointing and come in and shift the atmosphere, Lord, when we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. And God, you just don't come in and sit and just look around and don't do a thing. But when you come in and change things, Lord. You come in and fix or change situations. Lord, you come in and you heal those that are sick. When you come in, God, you deliver those that are held captive and need to be set free. You come, oh God, and you break every single chain. Lord, when we invite you in, you come to more and you have your way, Lord. You move by your power. You move by your might. You move by your spirit, Lord, and you send a mighty rushing wind, a refreshing breath of life, God. You send it forth into your people, Lord, when you come in and inhabit the praises of your people. You deserve all of the glory. You deserve all of the honor. You deserve all of the praise. And so as we begin this early morning prayer this morning, God, we just offer unto you that sacrifice. We give you of the fruit of our lips, God. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We glorify you. Lord, we adore you, Lord. There is no one like you because, God, we need you in the midst of us right now. We need your glory, oh God, right now. We need your anointing right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. There is freedom, Lord. There is fullness of joy, God. There is hope forevermore, God. When your Spirit is in the midst, oh God, when your Spirit fills the room, God, no one, oh God, can do their own thing. Lord, the devil is convicted, Lord. The devil is rejected, God. Sin is cast away, Lord. Wait to let go. When you come in the room, God, you come in and you change, oh God, everything that's within us. And we desperately need you the more right now, God. We need your glory. We need your God presence. We need your anointing, Lord. We need your refreshing wind. Oh, God, we need you to fall afresh on us, Lord, like never before, God. In these last and evil days, Lord, we need you to pour out your spirit upon us like you said that you would in Joel, God, chapter 2. You said in the last and evil day that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And your men and your men shall dream dreams, and old men shall see visions, God. And God, you would pour out your spirit, oh God, on our sons and on our daughters, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they won't remain the same, oh God, way that they were, Lord, that they would lay aside the sins and weight, God. They would put the foolishness of youth down, God, and make a decision, Lord, to run for you, Lord. We need you to pour out your spirit, God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing else will do. God, even though you may have poured out yesterday, Lord, or you may have poured out on Sunday, God, you may have poured out in the midst of us last week, Lord, but today, God, is a brand new day. If this is the day that the Lord has made, and God, every single day, you bless us upon blessings, God, that we don't even have enough room to receive it. We can't even acknowledge, oh God, of our account, all of the many blessings, God, that you bestow upon us each and every single day. But God, we just need your glory, God, today. We need your power. We need your refreshing rain, Lord. A breath of life. We need you to come to more and have your way in us even now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You bless us bountifully every single day. New mercies, God. Once we open up our eyes in the morning, God, we've already been blessed with brand new mercies. Once, oh God, we wake up and able to move around, Lord, you bless us with the use and activity of our limbs. We may be sick in our bodies.
There may be pain in our bodies, oh God, but it's a reasonable portion of health and strength, God. Thank you, Lord, today. If we woke up and have a desire to pray, oh God, that means we woke up with our minds stayed on you. And if our minds are stayed on you, God, you said that you keep us in perfect peace, Lord, day after day. God, you bless us with mercies, oh God. You bless us with favor. You shower us down with blessings. God, we really don't even have enough room to receive it. But God, you keep on blessing us over and over again. And for that, we're grateful. For that, we're thankful. For that, we honor you. For that, we adore you. For that, we worship you, God, this morning. Just because of who you are. You are a wonderful God. You are a wonderful Savior. You are a mighty counselor. You are the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. You are our present help in the time of trouble. You are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. And so we begin this day off with prayer. For men are to always pray. There's nothing else, oh God, that can refresh us. There's nothing else, God, that can revive us. There's nothing else that can renew our strength, Lord, but depending upon you, leaning and dependent upon you. There's nothing else that this world can give us. Lord, they don't give us anything. They don't give us the breath that we're breathing because you are the reason that we live and move and have our very being. God, you are the one that allows us to live, Lord. Nothing that the world does, oh God, is a benefit to us. The only thing that the world gives us that benefits us is to push us to you. Because trouble, oh God, it comes from the world, oh God. Confusion, it comes from the world. Distraction, Lord, it comes from the world. And those things that come to cause us harm, and those things that come to cause us to fret, and those things that come to cause us to be distracted, Lord, they push us back to you. To seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, to find ourselves in prayer. Oh, God, so that we can get your attention and that we can be in the midst of you and that we can be in your presence. Of our glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, it belongs to you. No one else deserves it. No one else should take it. We should not give it to anyone else. But my hallelujah, it belongs to you. The glory, it belongs to you. My praise, it belongs to you because each and every single day you keep on blessing me over and over again. When I fall short of your glory, you keep on blessing me over and over again. God, I may not have those things that I desire, but God, your mercy, it endureth forever. Your loving kindness and your tender mercy, God, it overwhelms me every single day. Even when I attempt to turn my back on you, I fall short of your glory. You're so merciful and kind that you tell me that if I would just confess my sins, you're faithful and just to forgive me. You'll forgive me if I just confess my sins. You told me in your word that the wages of sin is death. That means that every single time that I sin or fall short of your glory, I'm deserving of death. But that's not the final story, God. As long as there's breath in my lungs, I get the remainder of that promise, Lord, or the remainder of that statement. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So as long as there is breath in our lungs, we have another chance and we have another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Every single time we get up, if you bless us to see a brand new day, God, and we're able to breathe, oh God, we have a chance to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart, Lord, and confess our faults before you, Lord, so that we might be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Lord, and you're such an awesome and forgiving God that when we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us, but you throw our sins into a sea of forgiveness and you don't remember them anymore. You don't put them back in our faith. When we lie to you, Lord, you don't throw it back in our faith. When we turn our backs on you, you don't put it back in our faith. Oh, God, when we curse you, God, when we tell you that you're not doing anything for us, God, oh, God, you don't throw it back in our faith, God. When we go steal, oh, God, and kill and destroy and do things that are outside of your will, God, and don't read your word, don't take time to pray, and don't fellowship with the saints. When we sin over and over again, you don't turn your backs on us, Lord. You just stand there waiting for us. Oh, God, to get our attention. And you're still waiting every single time. because your love never fails. Your love never runs out. Your love never gives out on us. Thank you for your love that's never ending and never failing. Thank you for your kindness, God, that shows me how to be more like you. Thank you for your meekness, God, your tenderheartedness, your temperance, God. Oh, God, thank you for the fruit of your spirit, Lord, that you would exhibit every single day. And, Lord, it is my desire to be more like you every single day. So why the reason why my praise and my adoration and the glory only belongs to you, oh, God, because you're the only one that gives me life. You're the only one that makes ways out of no way. You're the only one that loves my soul in spite of my faults and in spite of my hindrances and limitations. You remain the same. Even when I change, when I become fickle, when I become frustrated, when I become cast down, when I become distracted, God, you remain the same. When fear overwhelms me, when, oh God, the world tears me down, turns its back on me, beats me up, Lord, you remain the same. You told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everything that we need, God, is in you. The way that we need to take, the pathways we need to walk, God, it's in you. Oh, God, the truth about what this world tries to do and the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God, it's in you, Jesus. The life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. God, that's what Paul says. You are the life, Lord. You are the way. You are the truth. And you are the life that everything that we need, God, we can find in your Son. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for being never ending, and thank you for never changing. We always know where you are at, God. There is no confusion where we should look for you at. The psalm writer says, I look to the hills, from whence cometh my help. From help cometh from the Lord. We can find you, God, in your word. We can find you, Lord, in our times of prayer. We can find God in our meditations upon you, for you're willing to come in. You said you'll come in. Behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man would just let me in, I'll come in and sup with him. You'll come in and abide with us. If we would just allow the doors of our hearts and the doors of our thoughts and the doors of our lives, if we would just open them to you. That's just simply saying yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way. Yes, understanding, Lord, that when we invite you in, Lord, you're not going to leave things the same. And even though we may have filth here, we may have trash here, we may have that are here that should have been discarded and should have been thrown away. Now, you don't come in and belittle us. You don't come in and tear us down, but you come in and you show us the way. You show us the better part, Lord. You show us the things that we should be doing. You come in and you clean up, Lord. You just don't step over garbage, but as we let you in, Lord, you clean those things up in the areas that we allow you to get into, Lord. You want to be, as Lady Olinda's coffee break lesson is talking about, you want to be in our laundry room. Lord, you want to be in the innermost areas of our lives. You don't want us to restrict you in any area, God. You want to see it all laid out, Lord, so you can come in and clean up everything, Lord. And when you come up and clean up everything, Lord, you don't leave anything out, Lord. Sometimes my wife, when she washes or she cleans, Lord, or cleans or does laundry, I come up with socks that are missing. God, when you come in, Lord, nothing comes out missing except those things that had us weighed down and those things that are unlike you. I need my socks, Lord, because I have to go back and find some more or go buy some more to replace those things. But God, when you come in and you take out those things and you remove things that we don't need, Lord, you replace them with those things that we need. You provide everything. You provide everything that we need and more. So you want to be a innermost intimate areas, and we desire to open ourselves up to you right now. Come in and have your way right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come tomorrow and have your way in my heart and in my mind, Lord. Cast down every imagination. Break up every stronghold right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove every weight. Remove every sin. Remove every distraction. Remove it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My glory, my praise, my life, Lord, it belongs to you. I present it to you right now, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Lord, that's the least that I can do is to give you a body, give you a soul, give you a mind that you can use for the upkeep of your kingdom and for the building of your kingdom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give myself away to you right now. I give my head. I give my mouth. I give my thoughts. I give my walk. I give my talk. I give myself over to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I belong to you. I was bought with a price. My body don't belong to me, but God, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is where you have chosen to abide in. It is where you have chosen to reside in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to feel welcome, God. I want you to feel at peace, God. I want you to feel at home with inside of me, Lord. So I say yes to your will, God. I say yes to your way, Lord. I say yes, I shall obey, God. So come to more and have your way. Even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, right now. In the hearts and the minds of your people. As we offer ourselves to you here this early in the morning, we give ourselves away to you. Because, God, we want to do what you have called for us to do. We want to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. You know the way that we should take. You know the way that we should go. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If we allow you to take the wheel, we allow you to control our lives. God, you're already here with us because you promised, Lord, that you would never leave us nor would you ever forsake us. Lord, that's in thick and through sin. God, you're always here. You never change. You never leave us, God. You never turn your backs on us. You're always here, Lord, so we need your help. I need you, Lord, today. I can't make it without you. I need you, God. My soul cries out. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know my beginning. You know my ending, God. You know it from the end all the way back to my start, Lord, because you are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end, God. You know just what I need and more, so I say yes to your will this morning. I need your help, oh God, today. I need your help to walk right, Lord. I need your help to talk right, Lord. I need your help to live right, God. I need your help to be the pastor that you need me to be. Lord, I need your help, God, to be the husband that you need us to be, need me to be, God. I need your help, Lord, to be the wife, oh God, or the daughter, or the son, God, or the uncle, or the nephew, Lord, or the believer, God, or the man, oh God, or the woman, Lord. I need your help, Lord, today. I can't do it on my own, because when I do it by my power and my might, Lord, I fail. But when I allow your spirit to take the wheel, when I allow the Holy Ghost to take control, when I surrender to you, God, I never fall short. I never come up short of your glory. I fulfill the purpose and the plan for your life, God, when I surrender to you. So we say yes to your will right now, God. And we say yes to your way. Because there's something more that you have in store for us today. Greater is ahead. Breakthrough is ahead. God, we don't have to live, God, in a life of desperation. Oh, God, barely making it, Lord, barely getting by. That's not the life that you have called for us to live. But you come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. But we must yield ourselves over to you. We must find ourselves to be content in whatsoever state that we're in. We must be willing to rejoice evermore. And in everything, give thanks. Because if we give you thanks, your word tells us that this is the will of God, to give you thanks over and over again. So that's why David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Because he understood that no time, oh God, without you, oh God, is a time of desperation and a time, oh God, being lost. that you are a reason, that there was always a reason to bless you. No matter if he was in war, no matter if he was in heartache, no matter if he was in despair, it was always a good time to bless you, Lord. Give us that mentality, Lord. Give us that understanding, Lord, that you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored, no matter what state that we find ourselves in. If we would just offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, you always come in and you renew, because you said that you would come in and inhabit our praises. So praise just says, Lord, come on in right where I am at. Lord, I don't need to clean myself up. Lord, I don't need to do things better. No, Lord, just come on in. I need you right now, God. So come on and inhabit my praises. Fill my mouth, oh God, with songs of worship. Fill my tongue, oh God. Fill my mouth, oh God, with songs of praise, God. Let my tongue bless you, Lord, and not give out things that are not like you, Lord. Oh God, because there's life and death in our tongue. It's in our tongue, Lord, and we want to speak life, and we want to speak well of you, God, and we want to give you the glory and the honor, Lord, that you're so deserving of. My hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory, it belongs to you. You've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so merciful. And you deserve it all. You deserve a life that's pleasing to you. You deserve a heart, God, that you can turn from stone and turn it into flesh. You deserve our worship and you deserve our adoration day in and day out. And that's what we endeavor to give you, God, because it all belongs to you. And, oh, Father, as we continue in our pilgrimage to Pentecost, Lord, we want you to refine us and to reshape us, renew us and revive us each and every day as we wait for you. You told your disciples to wait. Go into the upper room, wait, and tarry, to get with one accord and with one mind. And as they got up in that upper room, Lord, they got with one mind. I'm sure they had many questions. Where were you at when Jesus was crucified? And where were you at when he was beaten up? And why did you run away? And why did Judas turn his back on him? I'm sure they had many different questions, even as they got up in that upper room. But God, as they began to submit themselves to you and wait for you, Lord, I'm sure they began to pray with my sanctified God. I can see them praying even now, Lord, kneeling before you. I can see them singing songs of Zion and singing songs of praise, knowing that you had risen from the dead just like you said that you would, God. I can just see them, God, with one accord and with one mind, God, magnifying the God of their salvation and celebrating that what they thought was an ending, God, had become a brand new beginning, God. Oh, God, I can just see, God, that they were all with one accord and with one mind. That is our desire, Lord, as we march or as we take our pilgrimage towards Pentecost. We're celebrating, Lord, the coming of your sweet Holy Spirit. And God, we want you to fall upon us like never before. And not just on the day of Pentecost, Lord, but we want you to do it even now in the midst of our service. You've already come. We don't have to wait till 47 more days to celebrate your coming on this earth some 2,000 years ago. But Lord, we can make your name glorious. We can submit ourselves as living sacrifice. We can give ourselves away to you now. So during this time of refinement, during this season of consecration, Lord, as we're fasting all of these 50 days, Lord, we ask that you would come in and shine your light in us. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, that will cause us not to feel your glory, not to allow your spirit to have its way, Lord, we ask that you would take those things out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your presence. We need your power to be manifested in us, God. We can't walk tread on serpents, God, and not be stung without your spirit, God. Oh, God, we can't lay hands on the sick and they be healed, God, without your spirit, God. We cannot speak with boldness, oh, God, to declare your good news without your spirit, Lord. So we need you, Lord, today. We need you to fall afresh. Come to more and have your way, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be. Lord, I thank you for this day, an opportunity to pray. I thank you, God, that we understand that there is power in prayer. We don't take it for granted, God, that you hear us. We don't take it for granted, God, that you are mindful of us. Lord, we don't take it for granted, God, that you love us consistently and faithfully, Lord. So the type of love and the consistency that you give towards us, help us to give that to others, oh God, that are less fortunate than us, to those that don't know you, that don't know you in the power of your resurrection, that don't know you in the fellowship of your sufferings, to those that don't know you and have made themselves conformable. God, help us to be lights to them, Lord, so that they may get or have the relationship that we have for you. Because, God, it's your desire that no man should perish. That's not your desire for people to die and go to hell. But you want them to have life. You want them to know you more intimately. So use us to be vessels for you today. Vessels of honor. Vessels to declare your good news. Vessels to magnify you and to glorify you. Help us to intercede on behalf of others. We pray, God, during these times of prayer, Lord, because I want us to be consecrated. Lord, and before we can move forward, Lord, we have to submit ourselves and put flesh under subjection. We haven't asked for anything, Lord. I haven't asked for houses. I haven't asked for anything that's superficial or temporal. That's a better word to say. But, Lord, what we've asked, oh, God, is just for more of your spirit. But, Lord, even in the midst, in addition to those prayers, Lord, we ask for comfort for those that are in bereaved situations. Oh, God, because when we think on the things of others, Lord, then you take our problems, you take our issues, Lord, you take those things that we need in this world, and you begin to work on them on our behalf. As we intercede on behalf of others, if we lay aside those things that are important to us and grab hold to somebody else's importance, Lord, God, you esteem us and you bless us for our faithfulness and you bless us for our love and are willing to sacrifice our desires for the benefit of someone else. And so I pray for encouragement. I pray for strength. I pray that you breathe life into the Little family. As they mourn the loss of Assistant Superintendent James Little. Thank you for the wonderful homegoing celebration that occurred yesterday. And now that the people are gone, now that those that were just coming to look and see what's going on are gone, the family needs to remember, God, and needs to know that you are there, that you are acquainted with our sorrows. You know what it feels like to lose a loved one. You know you are acquainted with our griefs. You are acquainted with our sorrows, Lord. And you know the comfort that we need, God. You know the strength that we need, Lord. You know the renewal and the refreshing that is needed, Lord. So I ask, God, that you would pour out your spirit upon them now. Remind them of who you are as they've lost their patriarch, as they've lost, oh, God, their loved one, as they've lost, as many of them said, the one who led them to you. God, we pray that you would encourage them. We pray that you would stir up in them. We pray, God, that you remind them of who you are, that you remain the same, even though their father, their husband, their grandfather, their uncle, their brother has passed away. God, you still remain the same, and you're still that rock. You're still that strong tower. You're still that wheel in the middle of the wheel. You're still the present help in the time of trouble. God, you're still the shelter in the time of storm. You're still the way. You're still the truth. And you're still the life. Remind them, Lord, today. And when they begin to look and miss him, look for him and miss him, Lord, remind them that you are there, that you would keep them, that you would keep them in perfect peace, that they would just keep their mind stayed on you. Comfort Mother Little today. Bless her right now and then strengthen her, God. Encourage her. Cover her with your blood. Bind the hand of the enemy, God, who will try to come in during this time, this season of brokenheartedness, Lord. He'll try to come in and lay seeds of doubt and lay seeds of confusion. But I bind the hand of the enemy right now. He is a lying wonder, and we rebuke him and his desires and his attacks right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would keep them. Katrina. I believe the older sister's name is Twana, James, and Kelsey. God, thank you for helping me remember those names, Lord, because most of those names I didn't know. But I pray for that family, Lord, today, that you would encourage them and strengthen them in the miracles of Faith Church family, that they will remain steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your work during this time of transition. Father, I pray for Pastor Quentin Battle and his family, Lord, that you would touch his body, that you would bind the hand of the enemy, Lord, and those things that are attacking his body and causing him to have the situation that he is in. We often take for granted life. We take for granted, Lord, the things that you do for us, breath, and our right minds, reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord. That's why I pray those things every single morning, thanking you for those things, because I don't want to take those things for granted, because at any moment, Lord, something can change. Pastor Battle went into a surgery that was supposed to be simple, routine, that's the word I'm looking for, and had some after effects, Lord, that did not go right. But God, you are a healer. You were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord, and by your stripes, Lord, we can declare our healing, because you've already performed the work. So I declare healing in his life, strength in his life, turn the situation around and work it together for his good. These are the all things, the good and the bad. Work it out for the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and encourage his family. Bless his wife and strengthen her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to remain steadfast in you. I pray for Christopher and Tierra and Noel Cork. Cork family, Lord, you know who they are. You know the situation that's going on in their lives. And they've called us and asked us to pray. God, you are a healer. God, it doesn't matter what the world declares. You have the final say. Your words are the last words. You're the Omega. God, the enemy is just a deceiver. He tries to make it seem like he has the last say. But God, he ain't nobody. He is nobody. And no matter what he has declared, you still have the final say. And so we put their lives, we put that situation into their hands. God, and we surrender to your will, and we ask that you will move by your power, move by your might, move by your spirit on their behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be a testimony of victory, a testimony of trust, a testimony of overcoming the traps that the enemy tried to set before them. Continue to keep your hands around them. Protect them and bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then I pray for my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas, Sr. I pray that you would continue to strengthen him and keep them, him and his family, Lord. New Community Temple and St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ. Bless him, God, as he works on the general board. Bless him, Lord, as he facilitates or leads Maryland Central Jurisdiction. Bless him as he this is the Virginia First Jurisdiction. In every area, God, that he's offering his wisdom and offering his leadership, God, I pray that you would guide his hand. Give him long life. Strengthen him right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, encourage him. Oh, God, strengthen his body now. Drive out those ailments, Lord, that cause him to, those arthrobores, as he calls them, Lord. Drive them out, bind them right now, and cast them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that he may have his latter day better than his former day. Bless him in the city. Bless him in the field. Bless him when he comes and bless him when he goes. And continue to allow your anointing to run down Aaron's beard, Lord. I understand that I'm under covering. I just don't do things on my own, but I have someone above me, God, that you placed above me to give me wisdom, to speak into my life, to speak into the life of my family, Lord. And I thank you for such an awesome leader that it never fails, Lord, as I come before him and I speak with him, Lord. He asks about my family. God, my family is on his heart and on his mind, and I'm thankful for that, God. That even my leader is mindful of me as well, just as you are mindful of me as well. I pray for our church, and I pray for those that are on this call this morning. I thank you for them taking time to sacrifice And what's awesome about it, God, is that the blessings that come from this sacrifice, Lord, God, it's not for the first person who joined on or just for the last person who joined on, but God, those who are willing, God, you will bless them for their sacrifice. Too much is given, much is required. And the more you give us, the more you require of us. And the more we give over to you, the more you bless us, God. You keep on blessing us over and over again. So honor them for their sacrifice, Lord, this morning. People are calling from all parts of the area. It's not as big as I want it to be, Lord. We've been doing this prayer for over 2 years now. But God, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that when we come together and pray, our prayers are effective. We're not just here wasting time. We're not just here passing time, but when we get down on our knees and we take time to pray, we know that our prayers yield results. So I add to my list this morning, James Washington. Lord, I don't know if he's had his surgery, his heart surgery yet. The father of Mother Town's daughter. But Lord, you know, and we declare healing in his life. We declare renewal in his life. We even declare salvation in his life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare for him to be healed, be delivered, and to be set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor. And then honor these, your people who have taken time out to pray. For God, all of our situations are different, but the answers to all of our situations are the same. You are the way. You are the truth, and you are the life. You are what we need and more. Some of us need healing. Some of us need just to know that you're there. Some of us need a closer walk with you. Some of us need to be able to keep our minds on you and our eyes on you, that we're troubled on every hand. God, no matter what situations are in our lives, again, you remain the same. You will never change, so bless them. No matter what state they're in, no matter what trial they're going through, no matter what situation that they're in today, I ask God that you would show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on their behalf, even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe into them right now, God, a breath of life, a breath of refreshing, oh, God, a breath of strength into their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Give them clarity. Give them understanding. Remind them of who you are. And remind them of whose they are. For I understand that I was bought with a price and I don't belong to myself. But I also understand that I'm no longer a foreigner. I'm no longer somebody that's on the outside. But now I am somebody special. I am a royal priesthood. God, I'm a chosen generation. You called me out of darkness into your marvelous light, and I am a joint heir with Jesus. That means I'm a king's kid, and I don't have to settle for anything that's less or beneath that because I belong to God. So breathe into them confidence. Breathe into them strength. Breathe into them life, into every area of their lives. In their homes, breathe in life. In their finances, Lord, breathe in life. On their jobs, in their classrooms, wherever they may be led to go, breathe life into those environments so that you might get the glory of them and that they may have a testimony of victory, of life that only a God like you can give. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Krista McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller. I pray for Brother Eric Coulter and Sister Connie Coulter. And those in the babies, Jalen, Christopher, Yasmina, and Zachariah. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. I pray for, oh, gosh. Just drew a blank. But you know I know his member, Lord. We thank you for each and every single one of them. We pray that you would bless them, God. Keep them. Paulette, thank you, King. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray that you bless her, strengthen her. Bless each and every member of Praise Center. I pray, God, that you would breathe in life into them. Give them the holy boldness, Lord, that they'll go out and proclaim what's going on here at Praise Center. Sheep beget sheep, Lord. And God, I need you to stir up amongst the sheep so that they can beget sheep, so that your house might be full, and that we may continue to do the work that you've called for us to do. There is greater ahead for us. Breakthrough is right upon us, Lord. Help us to walk in authority, walk under your anointing, walk under your power, God, to go grab what you have in store for us. For the harvest is truly plenteous, Lord, but the laborers are few. Turn us into the laborers that we need, God, to reap the harvest that they're waiting for us. I pray for those that partner with us, Lisa Law, Carl Christopher, Larry Brown. Pray for those that pray for us, Kenyatta Schamberger, those who invest in this ministry and take time to intercede on our behalf. I pray for your people everywhere, and I pray that you would bless us this day. As we continue our pilgrimage towards Pentecost, Lord, restore us as we repent of all of our wicked ways. Take us higher in you, God, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the fields. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go on this day. Move by your power, move by your might, and move by your spirit on our behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender to you, and we say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to give you glory. And thank you for this day that you have made for us to get the victory in this day. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise, and we thank you even now. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.